I'm here with my friend David Wolfman, who is a very civilised fellow, just before I head off to Birmingham, and he's a Liverpool fan. And I thought it would be interesting to get his thoughts on, you know, Roy Hodgson's position at the moment.
Hello, everyone. I thought I'd take the opportunity to have a bit of a rant. I unfortunately watched the match against Wolves on my birthday, which was a fitting end to what's meant to be a celebration. I just think that it's such a shame what's happening at the moment. He doesn't seem to really know what he's doing. On the one hand, I think maybe we should give him a chance, let him maybe buy some players in January. But on the other hand, I'm thinking, well, you know, perhaps he's had his chance. We're 12th now. That's not good. Apparently, this is our lowest total going into the new year since the 1953-54 season where we got relegated. So that doesn't bode well. But, you know, got to keep the faith. You'll never walk alone, as they say. Don't do that, Joe. But I'm hoping it'll turn all right. Realistically, we don't really have any other options. It's either Roy Hodgson or possibly Kenny, but we're not sure that Kenny can hack it these days. Gus Hiddink would be nice, but, you know, he's under contract at Turkey. But anyway, I'm going to hand you back to Mr. Bernstein.
So, interesting to hear that he wants to get rid of Roy Hodgson. Anyway, he's been David Wolfman. I've been Adam from Arseview. And let me take this opportunity to wish you a very happy new year. Cheerio.